Okay, it's January 6th, 2014, and the topic this month is small value.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And Happy New Year to everyone.
And Happy New Year to you.
And I'm delighted to see so many gods and goddesses in one room. Now, with 2014, I hope that that finally sinks into your consciousness, that you claim that for yourself, that you come to that realization that you truly are not only one with God, you are a god or a goddess yourself, and that you can create. And that is the wonderful thing about this teaching and about your mind itself. Your mind is always creating something. You must take control of your thinking so that you can create and bring into your life what you want. It's all done, people, with the mind. There is nothing that's come in to this plane of action without first thinking about it. It had to be an idea first. And that across, hi Tony, and that is across the board. You cannot get away from that. So in this year, we're going to go back a minute. We're going to talk about Emmett Fox. Remember, Emmett Fox is the one who wrote a little booklet called The Mental Equivalent. You cannot get away from the mental equivalent. You can read book after book. You can go to one lecture after the other. You can join any church or organization that you want. But if you don't understand mental equivalent, you will not demonstrate what you want in your life. You will not demonstrate what you want in your life. It's your mind that is creating your reality. And we must learn to remember that constantly, because the world is absolutely too convincing. And everyone around you is too convincing. And we fall into the habit that something else is causing our life. Somebody else is causing this to happen. You're causing everything. You are causing everything. No one else is responsible for that. This teaching gets rid of the idea of blame. You cannot blame anything or anybody. Now, out there in the world, brand name churches, and I know many people go to these brand name churches, and the first thing they want to do is blame God for everything. And I'm sure somebody right now is blaming God for the weather in the east. That's God's fault. It is not God's fault. If you really, if you really study Emmett Fox maintained that we create the weather. And we do that, of course, with our consciousness. And we can change the weather when we want to change the weather. Here in California, we have the most marvelous example of that. And it's called the Rose Parade. It's called the Rose Parade. Doesn't matter what it's doing before or after the Rose Parade. The sun comes out for the Rose Parade, because hundreds of thousands of people are thinking that in their mind. They are causing that to happen. And this is what how powerful you are and how powerful your mind is. So we want to remember that in this new year, that by controlling our thinking, we are controlling our reality. And that we can change any reality that's in front of us by changing our thinking. It may take a moment to be able to do that, but you have to keep practicing to what finally dawns on you. Oh my goodness, I'm causing this. I'm the one that's causing this. There's nothing outside of me causing this. You see? This thing called God doesn't cause the weather. It doesn't cause that stuff. It's much bigger than that, and we have to start remembering those things. Otherwise, we're back to the idea that God is sending down wrath and whatever they call those things, brimstones and so forth. And God is not doing any of that. When we're into trouble, when we're having all these troubles and so forth, it's because of our thinking. Over the holiday, I had many telephone calls from people complaining of what their mother was doing to them, what their husband was doing to them, what this was happening to them, and this and that and the other thing, that the traffic was bad, that they couldn't get to the stores, that they couldn't do this, they couldn't do that. They're causing it all. They're causing it all. You cannot say that to yourself, you see. Now, if it's busy out there and so forth for Christmas, don't go out in it, people. Just don't go out. That's all you have to do. There are ways to get around all of this, but it's, the main thing is to remember that you are causing everything that comes into your life, and you must be able to take that responsibility. You see, we don't like to hear that. We don't like to hear that. We like to be able to blame it on somebody else. I have a dear friend, she's much older than I am, and every time I see her, and we were at lunch, having a wonderful lunch, and she had to tell me how, what a bitch her mother was. Now, her mother's no longer alive, people. Why are you bringing that into your consciousness? Why are you even bringing that into your mind? May be true. May be true, but you don't have to think about it. You see, there is a little clever thing you have to remember. All that stuff that happened to you may be absolutely true, but why are you thinking about it? Why are you thinking about it? I have a cousin. I have several cousins. She, her mother is still alive, Aunt Gunny. Is 97 now. Aunt Gunny is not going to be around many more years. And every time I talk to Joni, the daughter, she says to me, well, you know, my mother's jealous of me. I doubt that that is true. I never say a word. I let them have that. If they want to think that, I'm not going to argue with people. I'm not going to argue. If they want to think that. Everyone has some little problem with something. But you must remember that it is your thinking that is doing it. It's always your thinking that it's doing it. Somebody can be nasty to you once. Now, if you tell somebody that that person was nasty, or you think about that, now you are creating it. The incident has gone. You see? This is why we say that we become our own prisoners. We're the ones who put ourselves in prison with our limited thinking. So in this new year, let's get rid of the limited thinking. Let's know that all things are possible with this thing that we call God. Okay? Over the holidays, how many people have forgotten that you are worthy and deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter? Do you tell yourself that daily? Sometimes I have to tell myself that hourly. And remember, we also added on to that, and there is absolutely nothing wrong with me. There is absolutely nothing wrong with any of us. But the mind make it so. So watch what your movements of your mind are doing. And the mind is always going to be throwing something up. always going to be throwing something up. Do you want to believe that? Or do you want to take control of your thinking and control of your mind? It was Ernest Holmes who said, you must learn to think the thought that you want to think. And you must learn to feel the feeling that you want to feel. So if you don't like what you're feeling and thinking, you can change it. And when you change that, the reality in front of you must change also. So when you go into this new year, why don't you tell yourself how wonderful you are? Why don't you tell yourself that you're worthy and deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter? Why don't we know these things instead of just hearing it once a week? Tell yourself that daily. You have to tell yourself that daily. Now, last year, we also talked about three things. And the three things that we talked about were, ask and it will be given unto you, seek and ye shall find, and knock, and the door will open. Now, we have known this for eons. This is nothing new. Those three things are nothing new. And we say them, and then we completely forget. Instead of asking, knocking, and seeking. You have to do that. You have to do that. Many people want answers to different things. If you don't ask, you're not going to get the answer, you see. Ask this thing we call God or the universe itself, and you will receive an answer, and you will be able to live your life differently. You see, in this new year, make it unless you want to live and have the same experience you had last year. If you don't change your thinking, you'll live your year. You'll live 2013 over again. You must change your thinking about the whole thing. We become habitual about things. And then we just keep repeating that. And we keep proving that kind of thing to ourselves. So prove something else to yourself this year. Prove that this teaching does work. And use it. And use it. So, this month we're going to talk about value. And we're going to talk about a small value. When I use that word small value, what value do you place on yourself? How do you think about your own self? You're the only one that has control over that. So let's quickly go over. This is Emmett Fox again, and it's the wisdom of Emmett Fox. The world will take you at your own valuation. Will take you at your own valuation. Your body will take you at your own valuation. Your business will take you at your own valuation. For the value you really put upon yourself is the one that manifests. The value that you put upon yourself. That's why I can tell you people that you are magnificent. But if you do not believe that, if that's not the value you have of yourself, it doesn't do any good. It doesn't do any good. You must decide, oh, I'm a magnificent human being. And I can use my mind to bring into my life the reality that I want. So that my life is always unfolded in divine right order. You must do that for yourself. But we fall for the world. The world tells us, this is going on, that's going on, and this, that, and the other thing. Forget what the world is saying. The world's always going to tell you lie, people. And what else do we know? What else lies to you constantly? Your mind, unless you control it, it will lie to you. Do not allow it to lie to you. Please note that I said the value you really put upon yourself. People who boast, bluff, and pretend really have a poor opinion of themselves. Or why would they pretend? And it is this poor opinion or sense of inferiority that is demonstrated in the failure that such people always make of their lives. A failure that you make of your... It's you that's doing it. It had nothing to do with your parents, nothing to do with your education. It has to do with you and your thinking. I think that that is the most freeing thing in the world, to realize I am the cause onto my own experience. I am causing this. And if I don't like what I'm causing, I can change it. I do not have to live with it. Don't live with things that you don't want. You see? Okay. The man who really believes that his wares are excellent does not dream of lying about them. You see? You don't lie about them. The man who is satisfied with what he is has no incentive to pretend to be something he is not. Something is... So what are you? You are God in action. You are creators. You're creating your life. You're creating your reality. So... change your thinking and change your life. Nature always takes you at your own evaluation. Always. There comes in the mental equivalent. If you think you can't, you can't. If you think you can, you can. So, when you have those two options, why would you want to think you can't do something? Why wouldn't you say, I can do this? Now, it may take effort, it may take some more education, it may take something, but it can be done. You just can't say, oh, I can't do that, and throw up your hands in disgust. You can't do it. Believe that you are a child of God. Believe that you are a child of God. If that offends you in any way, think that you're a child of the universe. Think that you're one with all living things. Anything that will prove to you that you are worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter, those are the things you want to bring into your consciousness. Those are the things you want to bring into your consciousness. You express life, truth, love. Wisdom guides you. Believe you are a special enterprise on the part of God. And what you really believe that you will demonstrate. What you really believe you will demonstrate. You see, you have to believe that. It's all done with your belief system. The most amazing thing is you can believe anything you want to believe. So when it's a choice, why would you want to believe less of yourself? I saw a bumper sticker today. I've seen it many times on this one particular car in my neighborhood, and it said, "You don't have to believe everything that you think. You do not have to believe everything that you think." You see, what happens is the mind, you think, oh, well, my mind's thinking that, so it must be true. No, your mind is just randomly going. Going and going and going. You must control that thinking. You must control that thinking. So, see yourself differently in this coming year. See yourself as God, see yourself as a child of God, see yourself as magnificent, but see yourself as powerful. See yourself as powerful. Now, the outside world wants to teach you victimhood. And here again, I'll bring this up. Many brand name churches teach victimhood, that you were a victim. You are never a victim. You are here on this plane of action to be victorious. Victorious in every aspect of your life. You can do that. You have the power to do that. So why not use that power? Why not just start believing in your own self? Believing in life itself. I hear many people think that life is a horrible experience. Life is a wonderful journey. It's a sojourn that we're going through here. It's wonderful, and you must realize that. You must see that in everything, every aspect of your life. You must see how wonderful it is. The more you see how wonderful life is, the more wonderful life will become. That's the way it works. It works that way. And you all know people, negative people and so forth. I could kick them. They drag all that stuff in, and they want to drag you in with it. They drag all that stuff into their life, you know. Now, you could be compassionate with them and so forth after you kick them. Don't allow all that negativity and so forth to get into your consciousness, to get into your life. Do not do that to yourself. Form in your mind now for the new year what you want. If you have to write it down and look at it every day, then do that. And tell your mind to accept that. It may fight you. It may say, oh no, that you didn't do, you know, last year it didn't work. I don't know how many people make New Year's resolutions. My resolution is the same as last year. I want to stop swearing. No. I can't accomplish that sometimes. But I keep trying. One day I'll get it. You know, the more you do that, it's like stopping smoking. You know. I think it was Will Rogers said, stopping smoking is the easiest thing in the world to do. I've done it many times. Yeah. Now, it took me 20 years to stop smoking. But I never gave up. And now I don't smoke. What? I never gave up. So, with swearing, it's going to be the same thing. I'm not going to give up. I don't punish myself. I said, now, Dad, you know, I talked to myself. I said, now, Dallas, that's not what you want. Change that, you know, and eventually I will become that. I will not be swearing and carrying on. It's done with your mind. It takes a minute to do this stuff, but it can be done. It can be done. So surround yourself this year with positive thinking people, with people that are happy, are content. Surround yourself with people that have abundance. You're not going to find abundance unless you surround yourself with abundance. Unless you surround yourself with people who are abundant. If you're surrounding yourself with people that are not abundant, how do you expect to become abundant? You know? And it's absolutely all right. You don't have to be around those people. Let them be with whoever they want to be around. They aren't abundant people. You know? Jesus said, the poor will always be among us. That does not mean financially poor. That means poor in consciousness. And when you're around people that are poor in consciousness, it's very, very difficult, you see. I stay around, away from those people. I do not hate them. I may kick them. But I do not hate them. I have compassion for them. And I think if they wake up one day, they wake up one day. But that is not my job to wake them, you see. So when I talk to my relatives in the land of Nod, they're very negative. I let them talk. I never mention it. I notice what they're doing. And I say, thank God I do not do that. Thank God I do not do that. You have to remember that there's a completely different way to go through life than most people do. And you can choose to go through life differently. You can choose to go through life knowing that you are responsible for your own life, for what is coming into your life. Many people are afraid to take that responsibility. When you take that responsibility, you gain freedom. That's where the freedom lies, in the responsibility. You see. And it won't kill you. Many people, oh, I couldn't do that. My shoulders aren't broad enough. Your shoulders are plenty broad. You can do it. You can do it. So in this new year, do that for yourself. Don't have small value. Do not place a small value on yourself. You have to hear what your mind is doing to you every moment until it starts to tell you what you want to hear. So that takes us right back to the idea of seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door will open. You have to keep doing those things in your mind. You see. Many people think that knock and the door will open means God will flood in and all that kind of stuff. Could be. But why don't you let your own consciousness flood in? Why don't you see that you can move up in consciousness, you see? Well, we have to realize that behind everything there's something else. And what do people do? They get stuck. They get stuck. They only see that far. Now, if I only see that far, because I can't see Rose when I do that, there's something past that. There's always something past that. And that's where we want to look. We want to look past all that to what that is. You want to call it heaven, you want to call it, I don't care what you call it. But you cannot let your mind stop you. Here, there's always something behind everything. And there is where truth lies. And that is where what we call the true reality lies. Because most of us, the lives we're living are not true reality. We're just pretending, and we're just following everybody else. And, oh, well, that must be what it is, because everyone else is doing it. No, because everyone else is blind. They're stupid. They cannot see past that. So in the new year, when you see something, say, huh, there must be something past this. There must be a value past this. There must be an understanding past this. That is the reality. that we are looking for. If you live on this plane of action and you live in this one particular idea, you're missing a lot of life, you see. Now, you can do that if you want, but you're missing too much of life when you do that. You have to see the beauty behind everything. You have to see the beauty behind everything. You have to see life coming through everything. Now, I don't know how many people, when they were at my home for the holidays and so forth, I know Thomas did. You noticed the amaryllis, the flowers. My amaryllis right now, the stalks are that tall. They have blooms on them like that. Loved watching them. Loved that life, that mystery of how they do that. Because when they shoot up, they're just a little, they look more like a spear or something. Then all of a sudden, here are these trumpet flowers and all that. But the one thing I want to point out here is I had a friend come in, didn't notice it, knocked one right off. Knocked it right off. I thought, oh, well, I'll put it back together with scotch tape. I tried scotch tape. That didn't work. Then I thought, oh, Band-Aids. Man, I'll put it back with a Band-Aid. But they were too waxy, you see. So, I, of course, immediately sit down. I forgave him. I blessed the plant. Do you know what shot up an under spike? It shot up an under spike. Now, why is that? Because of this thing called nature, this thing called God, this whole thing. That went gone. I thought, well, that bulb, that's gone. No, that bulb had potential in it. Had potential in it, the same way that each and every one of us have potential inside of us. And because that one spike broke off, was life over for that? No. It said, I'll just shoot up another spike. That's what you and I can do with our lives. If somebody knocks our spike off, knocks our ideas, we can come up with another one. We can come up with another one. You must see life in everything, and you must see that it's working for you. And that your life is working for you. And you'll bloom again. You'll just keep blooming. That is what you must bring into the new year. I use all these examples because I see all this thing. And you know what you see on one plane? You see on all planes. You see? That happens because that bulb immediately said, well, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to shoot up another spike. And it shot up another spike. And that's what you must know about yourself. Just because one idea didn't work doesn't mean you can't get another idea. Or how many people just, oh, I tried that before. Now, they stop themselves. They don't try again. Do you think that plant said, oh, well, I tried that and that didn't work. I'm not going to send up another spike, another bloom? No. You said, oh, well, that happened. So what? I'll show them. Up came another one. Up came another one. Ideas are always going to be coming to you, and that's what you must tell yourself every day. And you must ask this thing that we call God, or this thing that we call mind, to give you new ideas, to give you prosperous ideas for the new year. And every day you say to yourself, I'm having prosperous ideas. I'm having prosperous ideas. And I'm only allowing ideas to come into my mind that heal me, bless me, and prosper me. Any of that other crap that goes through my mind, I don't need it. You know, I don't need it. do not entertain anything in your mind that you do not want to entertain. And I've used that so many times with you people, and I tell you, if somebody came into your house and they were carrying on and breaking your stuff and all, you'd throw them out. Your thoughts are the same way. They're guests in your thinking. And they better behave themselves and do what you want, or out the door they go. You kick them out. You kick them out. One of the great examples of that is Maya Angelou. If somebody's in her house and they become negative or anything, she says to them, "Would you please leave? I do not want that negativity in the walls of my home. I do not want that negativity in the walls of my home." You must do that. Your home is your mind. You live in your head. You just think you're living out here. You're always living up here. So don't allow thoughts to come into your mind that you don't want. But every day, say, "Give me better ideas. Give me bigger ideas. Give me prosperous ideas." And you will receive them. I hear many people say, "Oh, I never had a good idea." Oh, now that's another person I could kick. You know, that's ridiculous to say that to yourself. Ridiculous to say that to yourself. And who wants to be around a person like that? You don't want to surround yourself with people who say, "Oh, I never had a good idea in my life." Oh my God, that's horrible. That's horrible. So in this new year, give yourself a new value, not a small value. Give yourself a bigger, better value of yourself. That is the only way you're going to start a mental equivalent so that it will match on the outside of life. But if you think, "I'm this, this, and this," that's what you're going to be. But if you tell yourself, "I am a magnificent human being. I am filled with health. I am filled with radiance. And I am filled with wonderful ideas," you will start to have that happen to you. It's the only way it's ever going to happen to you or for you. All right, with that, I have some cards. And you may have heard these before, but I drug them out again because of the new year and because of the topic today. Because we're always talking about mind people. You may think that I'm talking about an amaryllis. I'm never talking about an amaryllis. I'm talking about mind. I'm just using an amaryllis as a metaphor. Yes. All right. This one I love. Humans decide in advance how we're going to experience life. That we choose beforehand what we want to see. Now, how many people, do you know what that, the simplest way to figure this one out? How many people are invited to a party and on the way you say, "Oh, I'm not going to have fun at that party. I don't like the people that are there. I don't like what's going on there. I don't want this, that, and the other thing." Now, what are you going to get? What you think. If you say, "I'm going to go there and I'm going to have fun. I'm going to find somebody. I'm going to find somebody with a wonderful new idea to impart to me," then you're going to do that. And you're going to see that for yourself. It's done in mind, people. Always in your mind. Oh, this one. The subatomic realm so defies all reason and logic. And when we say the subatomic, we're talking about quantum physics here again. And we're talking about small things that we don't see. And that, although also, you must remember that quantum physics is the random, but it's what's the most important thing about quantum physics is possibilities. It's always possibilities. You can make it do anything. It's a possibility. The subatomic realm so defies all reason and logic that most scientists, scared to endanger their academic credentials, have more or less ignored the fact that life is nothing like we pretend it is. But life is nothing like what we pretend it is. That's the idea that there's always something past this. Most people stop here. There's something always past that. And you can use that in your life always. Always you can use that. Never stop where you think, because it goes on. This whole idea goes on and on and on. We're talking about infinity, people. We're talking about infinity. But we stop. We don't go. Keep doing it. You know this one is a very simple one. But try to brand it into your mind. Consciousness itself creates the material world. Consciousness itself creates the material world. This chair I'm sitting on looks very real, but it's consciousness, and it's solid, yes, but it's still consciousness. The Buddha, or a Buddhist, would call this chair an event, when it's an event right here in time, because they know perfectly well that this chair is moving. This chair is moving, we just don't see it. We don't see that movement. But aren't every molecule in this chair, is it not moving? It's not dead. There's no such thing as dead matter. We hear that a lot too, don't we? Dead matter. No such thing as dead matter. My uncle died over the holiday. He was 94. Is he dead? I don't think so. Right here and right now, he's completely involved with a whole new different life. Right here and right now, he's completely, totally involved in a whole new and different life. There is no opposite to life. We are taught that it's life, death, life, death. Life has no opposite, people. Life is. And life continues. All this. Oh, this one. I don't know how they figure this stuff out. Scientists now knew that the brain receives 400 billion bits of information each second. 400 billion bits of information each second. We don't know that because we are selective. You're saying we are selective. So if you have a small value of yourself, even though there's 400 billion wonderful ideas coming in to you, you're never going to know it. You're never going to know it. You see? Always mind. It's your mind. It's your mind. We only experience things that jibe with our very limited perception. all done with mind, and it's all done with perception. And we only see what we want to see. We only see what we want to see. And I was talking to my brother over the holiday. He was at his florist shop, and he also has apartment buildings connected to this place. And he was fussing and going on because somebody's car had parked where they weren't supposed to. But he said to me, "What can you expect? They're black people." That's the land of Nod. That's the worst thing that anyone could say. The worst thing that anyone could say. He doesn't see that. By the way, he attends church every Sunday. Didn't do him much good, did it? But I love my brother. I have compassion for him. And I cannot change his mind. You see, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. You can only set an example. Perhaps he will get it in this lifetime, and perhaps he will not get it in this lifetime. But that's his choice. You cannot do it. I told you this years ago with Robert Bitzer, who had the Hollywood Church of Religious Science. He said to me, "Dallas, you don't have to wake them if they're asleep. That is not your job to wake them. You see, you have to wake up yourself. You have to wake up yourself. We cannot demonstrate beyond our ability to provide a mental equivalent of our desire." It's always going to boil down to that. A mental equivalent. And that is, again, our dear friend, Emmett Fox. He was the one who came up with the idea of a mental equivalent because he was an engineer. He was an engineer. And engineers take, say, electricity. How much coal do you have to burn to get electricity? You have to come up with that equivalent for the thing. And then you get it. So your mental equivalent, what are you doing? Do you have a small value of yourself? Do you allow people to talk down to you? Do not do that. Say to them right away, "Listen, bucko, who you're talking to here? Do you know who you're talking to? You may not talk to me that way. Have a bigger, better value of yourself. Bring that bigger, better value into this meeting. And your life will change. It will change." Okay, the universe does not exist without a perceiver of that universe. You say, do you know what that means? The universe doesn't exist unless you have a perceiver to see it. Nothing exists unless you're perceiving it. It doesn't exist. Once you start to perceive it, it starts to exist. Done with your mind. Done with your consciousness. So in the new year, realize how powerful you are. And realize that this wonderful thing between your ears, called the mind or the consciousness, though we don't know, they now believe that the mind is everywhere throughout your entire body, not just up here in your brain. Your whole body is thinking. Your consciousness is outside of you, it's inside of you, it's everywhere. But it's the consciousness that is causing life. It's your consciousness that is causing life. It is causing your life. Now, we do have the idea of the collective consciousness, or in religious science, we call it race mind. and race mind, it's always there, but you don't have to join into it. You don't have to join into it. See? You don't have to do that. When you were children, did your mother ever say, just because one person jumped off the bridge, does that mean you have to jump off the bridge also? Remember that? It's very true. You don't have to follow people. Follow yourself. You are individualized expressions of this thing that we call God. Learn to love yourself for being an individual. Learn to use your mind correctly. Learn to control your thinking. Learn to control your thinking. We're never too young and we're never too old to do that. But we have to believe that we are powerful. You see? You have to believe, I am powerful. I can do this. I can move that mountain. I can move that mountain. And then you will be able to move that mountain. So in the new year, people, give yourself a greater value. Don't have a small value about yourself. Have a big idea about yourself. Learn to love yourself. Learn to realize that you are worthy, deserving, totally lovable. You matter. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with you. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I, and therein's the lesson. Thank you.
Thank you.